Minus 1,000.
Plus 1,000.
And we're going live now. Going live.
Sean Smokes. Are we live, Eric?
Yeah, we're live.
Sean Smokes. You know what that means?
What?
He's cool. He's edgy. And he has unprotected sex.
That's true.
It's proof.
Yeah, he's got two kids.
He's got the worst STD known to man. It's called Kids. Theme song. Baby, now we got bad blood. You know we used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut. And baby, now we got bad blood. Did you think we'd be fine? Still got scars on my back from your knife. So don't think it's enough.
So gay marriage is bullshit. I'll tell you why.
Why? Okay. All right. Controversial talk of the night. Why is it bullshit, according to Rocco?
I'm going to say this, and, you know, maybe it's not the popular opinion, but I keep hearing, oh, the gays were persecuted. Mm-hmm. Well, you know who's been persecuted 2,000 years?
Who?
Were the Christians. And you don't see me tap dancing.
Rocco,
I'm just quoting somebody from Facebook. No,
Rocco was very
that.
Excited.
I don't mean that.
When the theme song was going through to me and said, I got this. And that's when we started.
I wanted to have the opening line.
You got it.
That's actually almost word for word someone I know on Facebook.
We wanted to tweet out gay marriage, it can be a thing. Sad day. But we didn't think people would get it. We know
now,
you guys would get it.
Now, I talked about that, I think I streamed the other night, and a lot of people didn't know that story. I swear we talked about it on the podcast.
Maybe it was on an after show.
Maybe. So I actually want to, just real quick, we knew somebody, because we quote this a lot, so I want to make sure everybody who watches this
knows. You have to know it's a story that we don't think this.
We knew somebody, a very, very, very shitty person on Facebook, and they found, it was someone to which we actually every day would come into work to check their Facebook and see what was wrong now. You know, it was like they got into a fight, they broke in somewhere, it was just a all-around horrible person, beating people up, terrible, terrible person. One day we found out their brother came out to them as homosexual. He came out to him as gay, to the family. And this guy, this shitty guy, wrote about it on Facebook, and the exact quote that he wrote was, this was a status update. Just found out my bro's homosexual. Dot, 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 dot. Sad day. A week later, he went to jail. I still don't know why. I think he beat up a bunch of kids
but
or something.
The point is that we haven't heard from him since. So
we haven't.
I think he's still in jail.
But that quote, we just quote that all the time. Just, wow, sad day. So, I thought I told this story. I thought we've told this story on the podcast before. I guess maybe I didn't. But anyway, it's so great reading. Oh, just there's been some of the best Facebook updates this year. I mean, nothing that rivals shit drinking, but close.
Yeah,
his
is great.
Stupid shit. Anyway.
And now it's gone because he's in fucking prison.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Everybody all week has been tagging everything. Hashtag love wins.
Yeah.
What is that? Why is that appropriate? Married people hate each other.
Makes you think.
The wrong hashtag.
Hey, all right, ready? I'm going to be generic San Diego stand-up comedian. Ready?
Yeah.
Gay people can get married. Now you can see how much you hate it.
Why did you look at me the whole time you did that?
See if you like
it. Well,
Eric told that joke.
You know, you're every man, so I just want to see if you laugh.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Who's the average San Diego comedian?
Just, you know, walk into any bar, this is a comedian. Hey, now everyone can get married? Good, now they can see how the suffer ring.
That's, who here has one?
I got one.
That's close up on the suffer ring?
The suffer ring.
The suffer ring.
Mine's like, the one ring.
Yeah,
one ring to ruin all the relationships.
Have you guys ever seen that movie?
And in the darkness, bind them.
Is that the one ring to drive the single girls crazy about you?
Yeah, it's true.
And when he takes it off, he's invisible to them.
Whoa.
Holy shit! We got some backwards ring shit!
That's true, though.
That's incredible. I still, every time I see that ring, think about the day Sean got married. He walked from the ceremony, walked in, and he's like, wow, can you believe it? I hugged Sean. I said, wow, is that the ring? And I looked at it and I fucking dropped it and it went a mile down the, I wanted to kill myself.
He said, can I see that? I said, sure. And I handed it to
him. I was a klutz. It was one of those days. You know, you ever have one of those days?
Every day.
And, I mean, we took all those photos earlier in the day, and my fucking zipper was open for all of them. I mean, it was just shit like that all day. And then I see the ring, and I drop it, and it rolls down the hallway. I'm like, fucking kill me.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when my friend Sean got married. Sad day. Just found out my bro is not single anymore. Sad day.
Anyway, welcome everybody to the podcast.
Really? Hold on, I'm not done with that sentence.
Yeah. I'll get it.
Finding out your friend is married is the same as finding out they're gay. Basically, they will not be joining you on your single man excursions anymore.
Why can't a gay guy do that?
Because he is no longer interested in single females, Sean.
Why can't he go with you anyways?
Just like a married man is no longer interested in single females.
Dude, gay people are like awesome wingmen.
Terrible wingmen. Let me tell you why. Girls would rather spend time with them than with you. That is not a good wingman. That is a enemy pilot. Okay? That's what that is. Moving on,
well, everybody. Hopefully the country can move on.
Hopefully.
Because I just can't believe it. Anyway.
Hey, you know what? The White House being the rainbow?
Yeah.
I thought was awesome.
That actually surprised me more than anything that did. Just because, obviously, the big thing was obviously what the Supreme Court did. But for some reason, there being that visual was like heavy. It was like, we'll see pictures of that 100 years from now. You know what I mean? Like that was like crazy to me.
Yeah. And, but man. If you aren't for gay marriage and you are like super Republican, I love this country, and you see the White House in a rainbow, that's so fucking, that's like a fuck you, and that's awesome. I mean, I think it's awesome because I'm for it. So, but if I was against it, I think that pissed me off.
Like a Confederate flag.
Yeah, right? I follow this guy on Instagram who is the official photographer for Obama, and it is Pete Sousa something. It is one of the best accounts because it's just the president doing like normal things, or just like you see him like behind the scenes about to go out to do a eulogy or whatever. But it's really cool. Like he has like some of these amazing pictures. I would recommend following him. It's really interesting. You see what the president ate that day. You see him in the kitchen making a sandwich.
Wow!
Holy shit!
Hey, and you know what, Eric?
What?
Eric?
What?
What?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Presidential butter and jelly. presidential butter and justice. I could go on and on and on, but I won't. I'll spare you.
Can you give us one more?
Yeah, one more.
Presidential.
Fuck you.
Benghazi. And jelly.
Okay.
Anyway. But anyway, I'm curious. Now, just personally, I saw a lot of really heinous updates on people's Facebooks this week. It was a real, like what I quoted earlier and just stuff. You know, I just didn't see any that were, descriptions of why there shouldn't be gay marriage that didn't sound like, talking like they were animals. You know what I mean? Like
more animals?
Yeah, there. I read a lot that were like, I never said I had any issue with your people having something like marriage, but just like, you know what I mean? Just having that talk where it's like, yeah, you know, hey, the pets can have fun too. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
You know, people saying, hey, I'm tolerant. I have no problem with you people having your own thing. Why do you have to call it regular people's thing? You know what I mean? Like, things like that where it's like, oh, you're got a dude talking to the zoo.
I didn't see any negative thing in my...
I didn't see tons, but I saw a few things that were like that. So I'm curious, podcast question of the week, what's the best / worst thing you saw written on Facebook this week? I think that's a good email.
Yeah, I
saw the opposite of that.
Really?
All of my... I know I have a lot of friends in Portland, and they are insufferable right now. It's a lot of things like, well, there you go. Straight people might as well go away because you're fucked forever. I'm glad I'm not there right now.
My favorite thing is still the amount of people that will go, I just feel like I just want to move to Canada. Which it's been there the whole time. Yeah, yeah, they've had that.
Did you see the best tweet, which was, some major pastor goes, 626 will always remember it as the 9/11 of moral decency.
Yeah. The two towers of morals and decency or whatever were struck down by moral jihadists.
Oh, my favorite is the pastor who said that he was going to burn himself alive if it passed. And then he said, well, I didn't really mean it.
Oh, cool. Hey, did that couple get divorced or what's up,
Gary? I don't know. Couple check? They still married?
Oh, I don't know. Did anybody get divorced over gay marriage becoming legalized? Podcast question of the week.
Did you at home get divorced?
Hey, if you're... Well, no, fuck it. I don't know. I was going to ask, if you're pissed off about gay marriage, podcast question of the week, why? But I know none of our fans fall into that.
I don't think so. But why... You can reply, but just two sentences, please. I don't want to read a whole...
No, don't. That's not the question. Okay, we'll come up with a better question later.
Hey, I still like the question. Hey, what was the funniest thing you saw on Facebook?
Funniest/worst.
I'm still laughing at... it's been going around. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it at home. But in my opinion, the best exchange period on the internet this week was when Arnold Schwarzenegger changed his picture to have the rainbow flag over his Terminator photo.
What?
And a guy commented, wow, Arnold, what is with pushing this propaganda? I will have to unfollow, or something like that. And he responded, hasta la vista. That couldn't respond to that better. Anyway.
That's rad.
So yeah, check that out.
Hey, we had a video come out this week. Check it out. If you haven't seen it yet, go to Mega64.com. Actually, fuck that. Go to YouTube.com/Mega64.
Either works.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go to Mega64.com if you want. But you know what? I don't recommend it. That's a Rocco recommendation. Derek says go to our YouTube channel. Check out our latest video. It is our issuing of the challenge and laying down of the gauntlet to screw attack. And the wieners and the losers. I'm trying to think of words to describe that group.
Pathetic.
The pathetic sad. Dorks.
Pissants.
Let me take the mask off. Yeah, if I'm gonna talk shit on Screw Attack, I want to do it face to face. The stink pickles and the pissants and the
jabronis.
Careful.
Yeah.
Get it right. Don't rush it if it's all right. Take your time.
Am I ready?
You tell me.
Yes.
Okay.
The Nard Sniffers.
Oh.
Over there in Texas. Known as Smelly Craig and the rest of the group, collectively known as Screwed Attack. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Check out our video destroying Screw Attack. I really have to hand it to us this week. They made their own video.
I gotta hand it to us this week. Last week I was not into us.
I gotta hand it to us. Screw Attack made their own video. They beat us to the punch in issuing a challenge this year.
They beat us to the punch. Who knew? It wouldn't take that long to sit in a corner and yell penis.
Well, you touched on my point. I was gonna say our video, I think, is a little bit better than theirs, so I have to hand it to us as far as hype men and promotion men.
Yeah.
We've already won the battle. Now all that is left to determine is who is the bigger dork. Who can play video games better? What?
When are they pulling the games out?
I am not aware.
They are, I believe, at the end of next week.
Okay.
This week, if you're watching it on Tuesday. I think they're going to draw the games out of a hat.
It's rigged.
They're rigged.
They're going to rig it.
I picked Flappy Bird again just to fuck them. There's no way they're picking Flappy Bird, though.
Have they ever picked your game?
No, never.
They never have. So that's why Sean had an honest discussion with us and was like, hey, they never picked my game. I wanted to do Flappy Bird. And we were like, hey, do Flappy Bird. Pick it again.
Yeah. I did it again. So
didn't they pick yours the first year, but it like got screwed up or something?
No, it was supposed to be WarioWare, and they didn't pick it. Rocco's got screwed up. They've never picked Sean's game. I think they're trying to sabotage. Yeah, so far I had to play Shaq Fu and Kirby's Time Punch or some stupid
time
shit.
Punch.
Kirby's
Time Punch. Who could
whatever
forget?
It was, it's stupid.
Hey, real quick, I just want to say, I don't want to leave the subject, but I do want to say that we do have our guests here. As you know, at the previous Screw Attack event, Garrett was mortally injured, so he will not be attending. Probably not again, yeah. But we do have Ryan here.
Yeah.
We call him the Duke. Why do you think we call him the Duke? When I say the word Duke, I always follow it up with that. I say, why do you think you call him the Duke? Referring to Jackass when he was getting a colonic.
Nice. Nice reference.
Is that honorable?
That's the reference I get the most.
Oh, really?
Definitely not Duke Nukem. Definitely that.
Oh, okay.
Knew it.
Jackass reference in effect. You never thought you'd get it tonight, but you did. Hello. While we're introducing people, I'm your host, Derek Acosta. Sitting here with Rocco.
I am Rocco.
Rocco Bodie. And special guest,
Sean Chatfield.
Okay. It's always good to introduce ourselves for our new fans.
Well, and anyway, I wanted to bring up that they're here because they are our witnesses and they are prepared to testify for a lot of the, you know, legal issues we've been having with Screw Attack. As you know, they ripped off Mega 64 TV. They cheated. You look at the footage for yourself. Look up Mega 64 Cheats Screw Attack on YouTube and you'll see the footage for yourself. They conned us last year. We are ready to fight fair and square to prove we are victorious. And last year they didn't give us the chance. A broken Super Nintendo for Sean.
They did.
Spilling water on my PlayStation.
They absolutely, without a doubt, cheated, especially in Sean's competition.
Yep.
A broken Super Nintendo on a delayed screen. And it was a game all about timing that Sean had never played in his life.
Bullshit.
So pretty much there was no way for you to win that
impossible
competition.
And the crowd's chanting, "You suck" to me. And
well, that
like,
shouldn't faze you. That shouldn't faze you.
It didn't fucking faze me, but it was like...
Sounds like it didn't.
You just cut off my arms and now you're making fun of me and saying I suck.
No, you cut off your arm. You just play a video.
Fuck
game, John. You
all
game
of you.
He's describing
if
what
you
it
went
means to be unfazed.
Last year and you weren't cheering for me, then fuck all of you.
Yep.
I'm coming to Texas.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not fazed.
Sean cannot be fazed.
I'm coming to Texas, and I'm going to fuck your day up.
Sean is a person from the motherfucking street.
He cannot
be fazed.
Now a fazed person from the motherfucking
I don't mean to bring this up on the air, but now I know what Beckett was talking about.
Yeah.
The angry dinners.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, the angry dinners.
I don't know. He just kept talking about the angry dinners. Anyway.
We get really mad watching Jeopardy eating dinner.
You watch Jeopardy when you eat too?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh. We bet on it. You guys don't do that?
That's all I'm going to say.
Bet on it. Anyways.
Anyway.
Fuck it.
Anyway, so yeah, we did. We issued the challenge. He did pick Flappy Bird. Derek, you picked...
I did choose Bust a Move.
Did. Yes.
We'll
we
see
right
if they
here.
Select the game Bust a Move. I have a feeling they won't. I do think the game selection portion is rigged. I agree with Eric. I think that those buttheads at Screw Attack, they look at the list and they make a mental choice about what they want to play, and then everything else is a charade.
Yep.
Can't confirm it, but I believe it.
Mm-hmm. I can confirm it. I'll confirm it.
Eric confirms it.
So it's confirmed.
It's now been confirmed.
Yep.
Regardless of what happens, we will be there in the smelliest state on earth, Texas.
Ugh.
Screw Attack Gaming Convention, July 17th through the 19th. Buy a ticket, come out, support us if you want, or witness us crush.
Last year we had a huge crowd cheering for us because it makes it for a section. I love all of those people, all good people. Come back. Yeah, we need you guys.
I just wanted to say real quick for my pick, I did choose Dead or Alive Extreme 2, the volleyball game. Time has made me forget, however, what a piece of shit that game was. I forgot. I guess there's no local multiplayer.
Hell yeah.
Which blows my mind. So we're either going to have to rig something, or we'll play the first one, which did have local multiplayer. Obviously, sequel, you're going to want to take out features, so makes sense. I actually think they're doing that with Halo, too. I think that is local shit is out of it. I could be wrong.
Of the new Halo?
Of, like, Halo 5?
I hate playing games with my friends when they're in the same room with me.
Yeah, I do cooperative, like, playing through shit pretty often with people.
Some of the best times you can have with games are with people in the same room.
Yeah.
But you know what that means? To them, that means they can sell one more console and more game.
Yeah.
If they don't have it that way.
I guess so.
Supposedly on last-gen consoles, a big problem with it was, like, RAM issues.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how they if they did split-screen, they had to render, like, the same image twice.
Yeah, yeah,
so they couldn't really do that. But now it's like, now you have something with 16 times that RAM. Yeah,
so why can't they swing that? Yeah, exactly. It's funny because, yeah, PS3 and all the, you know, whatever at the time, how powerful it was, had RAM issues.
Yeah.
Remember they couldn't get chat going. Like, they wanted to have chat across all games.
Yeah.
And, like, PS3 never got it because of RAM. Like, they really shortchanged the RAM. And I remember there was an issue with, like, emulating a lot of PS2 games or something, too. Like, they couldn't do it. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Really, I think, weird. PS3's only had something like 512 megs of RAM.
Yeah.
Which, even back then, that was nothing.
Yeah. I think they cut that down last minute. Like, it was originally going to have more, and then the cost got too great or something. I don't know. Maybe. It was $600 when it came out. So,
yeah.
Check anyway. That out. Also, you know what? While you're checking stuff out, checking out new consoles, old consoles, check out LootCrate.com. Go to Loot Crate. Use the special code Mega64. Sign up for a Loot Crate.
Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64.
Oh. Sorry. Yeah, you know what? Do whatever. Google search Mega64. Then Google search Loot Crate. You've pretty much done your obligation at that point. Thank you for participating. And go to shop.mega64.com, buy a shirt. Check it out. I'm wearing, Rocco and I got these new designs.
Yeah. Shirts. So, here they are. It. We're going to have these for the first time at Anime Expo and Comic Con, and then hopefully they'll be online after that.
Look at the shirt.
The Charm shirt, the Wizard shirt, they just came in, and I couldn't be happier with both of them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Stoked. Those are both. I'm glad that we have the furthest designs from each other. Like, yeah. I love running the gamut like that.
Yeah.
And I already know what Sean's next shirt is going to look like too.
What?
And guess what? Anyway.
Oh no. So get a good shirt while you can.
Get a good shirt while you're all
dying to get
before
my
our
shirt.
Store is poisoned.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, we're going to have that stuff again. Anime Expo is this week. Come visit us. We'll have all the info. Do we still have the booth info and all that stuff?
Yes.
Oh, there you
nice.
Go.
Nice.
Well,
Anime Expo
and San Diego Comic Con. Come visit us at either. And our panel at Anime Expo is on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And I have to issue a correction.
Uh-oh.
Our panel is at 3:15.
Oh, cool.
I think that changed.
Uh-oh.
Not 3:30.
That's
it's
better.
Not 3:30. It's at 3:15.
Okay.
On the 4th of July. And San Diego Comic Con, it's a Friday at 8 p.m. But either way, come see us.
So there you go.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of new stuff. Fun stuff to show. We've got some new stuff to show at the panel, but...
We do.
You're going to get a new video even before that.
You are.
All you people at home.
All you motherfuckers.
Stay tuned, because tomorrow... I think tomorrow we're uploading
take
something.
A break from fucking your mothers.
Oh.
You motherfuckers.
Oh, my God. Because
there is a new video coming. You didn't think it was happening. Eric, what are you laughing at?
Thinking about people fucking their moms, yeah. Taking a break to watch your video.
Take a break. Pull out for a second.
Oh my God.
Take your cock out.
Don't worry. Our video's good. You'll stay hard.
So thanks to Loot Crate, a great sponsor. What's going to be in next month's box?
Thank you for Loot Crate.
Why did I learn it that way?
It's going to be a cock mold so you could hold your mother over while you go watch a video for a few minutes. That's what's in the new Loot Crate. Also... We are constantly looking for new sponsors. If you would like to sponsor us, email us. Okay? And put...
Take your cocks out of your moms.
And put, I'm a motherfucker in the title, so I know you're serious. Thank you. I am the harsh one. Yes, I am the harsh one. Yes, I am the harsh one.
So, we should announce, just for a moment... as we said, we have those events, whatever. At the end of the year, towards the end of the year, November to be precise, Game Days 2015, November 14th and 15th.
Hell yeah.
In Anaheim, California. Day one is an off-site Mega 64 event, the Anaheim Marriott Suites. Mm-hmm. We are going to have an event there, screenings, panels. It's going to be, we really have expanded it to an all-day thing.
It is the foremost Mega 64 fan event of the year. If you're a Mega 64 fan, this should be the number one destination
That's
for
true.
You.
Exactly.
On the calendar, all year, looking forward to Game Days.
Yes. Saturday, November 14th, we have the offsite event. That's a ticketed event. We're going to be there. Screenings, panels. We've even expanded it more this year. And we'll have more to announce as it goes on, but there is even more space, even more events and things going on throughout the day.
What?
It's an all-day event. It's the closest thing that exists to Omega Six War Con.
Yeah.
And it's just getting bigger and better. So, we're doing it again on the 14th. Then the 15th, in case you didn't know, Sunday, we go to Disneyland.
What?
We all go to Disneyland together. Now, what I would like to announce is that right now, as we speak, this second, you can go to mega64.com/gamedays and buy tickets tonight. To the day one event. They are on sale right now. In addition to that, our hotel block is for sale at the hotel we're going to be having the event at.
Whoa.
All of it's on sale right now.
Oh.
Get a head start on it. Get it right now.
Go ahead. Hop on there. We have discount hotels, discount hotel prices locked in for any people coming to game days.
Yeah.
And also you'll be provided with a top secret special Disneyland ticket store link to get your discount ticket to Disneyland if you want to join us that Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, Game Days is going off. Off the chain this year.
And by you buying it, I will have your information. We will have a list formulated. You're not going to get anything in the mail. We have it all. We have all your information, so don't... I get a lot of emails asking for it.
That's right. We're like the NSA of internet comedy groups. We do have all your information.
You buy the tickets, I have everything I need from you.
That's right. We're spying on you.
And just to clarify, like you were saying, you will get, the way that it's going this year, you get a link to discounted Disneyland tickets.
Wow. Ryan just did it.
Wow. Did it on the set. I was about to offer him as many free tickets as he wanted.
That's all right. I'll take you up on that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, there's one.
Smart guy.
Oh, we got an extra bonus one now because I was going to.
Oh, awesome. I heard something.
Yeah, all right. Anyway.
Well, number one.
Thank all right. You, Ryan. So, anyway, this year, if you buy a ticket to the day one event, you will get a link to discount Disneyland tickets. And so check that out if you need that. Some people have passes, but if you need that, there you go. Anyway. So get on that right now. I hope to see you guys all this fall.
It's my favorite
weekend so every year, and it's getting better. We're going to have all new guests this year, so look forward to announcements on
this. This is our sixth year doing Game Days.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Right. This is going to be the most satanic Game Days of them all.
Probably. Hell yeah.
Probably.
This is the number of the game this year. Mm-hmm. Six. I don't know where I'm going with that, Eric.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Sean, on Tuesday, put like a devil head over me right here with the tongue coming in and out.
Yeah,
And the dates of all game days, all the information is on the tongue.
Good.
Sliding in and
out. That reminds me. This week's podcast is going to be lightly edited because I will be getting ready for Anime Expo and Comic-Con. So what he just said isn't going to happen.
As long as the devil head with
as
the tongue
as that
info.
As long as that part's in. The rest, whatever.
Nobody cares about the rest.
Fair enough.
But make sure...
What day do you go up to Anime Expo, Sean?
We go up on Wednesday.
We do.
Podcast goes up on Tuesday. That's easy.
Yeah. You got time.
Oh, you got plenty of time. You're set.
Schedule works out. Kevin, show the warehouse. I have no time.
No, don't show the fucking warehouse.
Don't show the warehouse.
Exactly.
Show the warehouse.
Because it's disgusting.
He hasn't cleaned it in months.
Yeah.
He's
Captain Lazy over here.
He's shirking off.
He has time for the angry dinners. But
I'm jerking off instead of cleaning the warehouse.
I said shirking off.
And he couldn't even
In your responsibilities.
He couldn't even.
Wait, have you been jerking off?
He couldn't even jerk off correctly. Look at all the kids that spring.
Ooh. Welcome to the podcast.
It's not over.
Are we live?
It's not even over. We got a ton of shit to talk about.
Okay, go ahead. What do we got?
Rocco has very important movie news for us.
What?
Yeah, sorry guys. Hate to bring the night down a little bit, but it's serious and I gotta bring it up. Joker update. Oh! The news story this week, it's just getting darker, everybody. I wish I had good news to report.
It's getting fucking scary.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Leto sent a live rat and a dead pig to his co-stars.
In the mail.
To get into character as the Joker.
But you not mentioned is they were accompanied with Joker notes.
Ooh, Joker notes? That's the worst kind of note to get.
This is the lamest bullshit. Eric,
excuse me, Eric.
He's getting a character,
Eric.
Yeah.
We live in a world where there is a Joker.
Oh, okay.
And he's doing Joker shit.
Yep.
And it's fucking scaring people.
Yeah, it's really it's just fucked up.
Just like if the Joker was real, he would be scaring people. It's fucking happening.
Well, it's like the classic Joker story of when he mailed a rat.
Yeah, you know the Joker is like he's really famous for playing mail pranks.
I hate remember when he went to the post office with a bag of rats and they said and they said, "What do you want me to do with this?"
Did you ever read that comic where Batman has to open up every letter in Gotham City to see which letter the Joker fucked with?
Damn!
He had to look for all the letters shaped like rats.
Yeah,
and that was a pain. That was a pain in the ass. He almost quit being Batman.
So night. in the world of Hollyweird, the Joker, I guess, is real and is doing what the Joker is most known for.
Mailing rats.
Not killing people, but just fucking with celebrities.
Real crime.
They're pushing it so hard. They know that this is a fucking
this movie's gonna suck.
Money.
They
know that it's a bust. Like, that they fucked up, and so they're trying to push, like, dude, but look at how this role fucked him up.
This isn't out for a year.
Is it really?
Wait, really?
No! There's going to be a whole year of this shit.
So, Joker Prince, what I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I don't seek this shit. This stuff
is
reported
movie news.
In mainstream news. Every week, there's something about this. And I, you know, a lot of times I get feedback that are like, I don't hear about, this isn't news other than Mega 64, like, digs it up or whatever. This is shit on mainstream news. I don't seek it. He sent a fucking rat. He mailed a dead pig.
Then
he sent Will Smith a box of bullets.
Ooh.
Whoa. I did that too and I went to jail, so that's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
Let us not forget, he already used the Joker voice in concert.
Yeah,
that's right.
And he won't stop acting like the Joker in between takes. He's staying in character.
I'm really scared.
I'm actually getting scared, and I'm getting worried for Jared Leto because he is literally turning into the Joker, and that's scary.
If I was in the movie and I got a dead pig sent to me by Jared Leto, who is pretending to be the Joker, I'd be so fucking pissed off.
The headline was literally, Jared Leto gifts rats and bullets to his co-stars.
He's not jorking around anymore.
And you know what? Someone on our... I looked on our subreddit.
Yeah?
I love our subreddit,
me
by
too.
The way.
Yeah,
a lot of
too.
Great, great stuff on there. But I wanted to say, someone talked about this situation and summed it up so well. And now, some people argued with them. And that was dumb because this guy nailed it 100%.
Wow.
He posted.
You got it?
Fuck. No, I lost it.
Oh, come on.
Damn it.
Oh, no. The Joker strikes again.
He summed it up so well. Well, basically, he said they are... Fuck, man. I'm sorry.
Lost it again.
I lost it.
I hope this movie gets made because the Joker might just scare away all his co-stars because he's being so scary. He's freaking them out.
They heard all these stories about Heath Ledger and how Michael Caine saw him for the first time without knowing anything about him as a Joker and then got scared. And they're just like, we have to make this better and bigger than that because no one's seen this piece of shit movie. No one has.
Well, and this is what I was going to say. The thing I was looking for basically said that we are in love with the idea of someone taking the role that killed them. You know, the role, whatever. We got such a big thing out of the Heath Ledger situation. It was the role that took him from us, the role that consumed him. And that it's supposed to be this whatever, that someone simply just playing the part now, it's not good enough. And they want to create this sexy kind of reluctant martyr thing out of it, and anyway,
is that what it was?
Oh, awesome! Yeah, they said that people romanticize. This is by Eifersucked 12. Sorry,
Shuts
that
up.
They said that the people romanticize a cursed role, and the idea of a method actor so consumed by a character, it drives them mad. That's exactly what it is. And they keep having to bring up how we're concerned for his mental health. Like, it's gonna, like, it just makes this whole movie more appealing, and it's just gross. It sucks. It's anyway.
A year. Well, I'm excited. A year have worth. A year more.
What's I'm next? Worried. I think Jared Leto might kill somebody. I think if he
either that or just mail more rats.
I think if he continues down the path he's currently going, he's getting crazier and more like the Joker by the day. And it's only a matter of time before he snaps and murders somebody.
What?
What's the next step? Mails a gun.
From mail to we get to murder, what's the next step?
Well, he will get into a car accident, and then he will take the license of the other person, and he will say, "I will call upon you in a year." And you owe me a
favor.
Yeah,
the movie comes out in a year.
You'll owe me a favor.
He'll ask for a ride to the premiere.
He will
open this door to the theater.
Yeah. And then Jared Leto will go on TV to promote the movie, but he'll take over the cameras, and it'll become the Joker show. And that's when he goes fucking crazy. So, I think that's
my favorite episode of the animated series. Well, the Joker's favorite one?
Yeah. Oh, well, that one's great.
Joker's
favorite. For Christmas, I got Derek a... Mondo did a poster for that episode, print of him like holding the guy by, you know, his hand or whatever. And I got that for him, and I got myself my favorite episode, Heart of Ice.
Oh, I mean that's the Mr.
Freeze one. Classic. I think that either was nominated or won.
I think that won the Emmy. Yeah,
I think it won. Yeah.
I like the one where the Riddler puts Batman in the shitty maze.
Yeah,
classic.
Damn, I want to pop this show in now. I'm going to start it tonight.
The Grey Ghost.
Oh, yes.
That's a good one.
Which, segue, I've been playing Batman Arkham Knight this week. And within the first 20 minutes of playing, discovered a movie poster for The Grey Ghost.
Oh my god, that's pretty cool. That's so cool.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah, I posted a picture of it, and I was stoked to find that. But anyway, been playing that.
How is it?
Loving it. Really, really enjoying it. I hadn't played a game, like, played Arkham City right when it came out. Didn't do any of the extra shit. Played the main story. Ended. And I was good. It's been a long time. Now that I had... I was eager to play a game like this again. And it's great. Visually, so far, I'm enjoying the story. The one thing I was unsure of is that it has the Batmobile in it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, I'm good. I kind of fly over the city. I don't need a car. And when they first gave it to me, even, I was like, yeah, man, I'm learning how to control this, but I don't really know if I care about this. But they start to involve you in, like, these platforming kind of level. Like you kind of have to, like, you have to fire a tow cable to pull a bridge down and go across that, and then you have to fire it and bring it, you know, pull yourself up the wall so you can drive over it, and then they start introducing that it can become a tank, and then it can move, it moves like fucking Metal Gear, like it's just kind of maneuvering in all these tight spaces, and you can battle against other people. Anyway, that added a layer to it that I actually enjoy. It almost adds a puzzle element to the whole thing, so I'm enjoying that. I'm not super far, I probably played like 5 or 6 hours, and enjoying it so far. I don't know what your take.
I really like it. I think the Batmobile was a cool addition. I was not excited for the Batmobile.
Yeah,
and then the more that I played with it, the more I really like it.
Yeah.
I like all the puzzles. The one thing I was not expecting in this game that keeps happening, mm-hmm. I think like the further you get along in it, there are a lot of jump scares in this game. Not a lot right
really?
From the start.
I've heard that.
And
yeah.
Then a bunch! Right, like, over, like, where the fuck did that come from? Holy shit! It was like,
yeah.
Like, turn around, this thing comes, it was fucking weird.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. We talked once on our after show about things you're morally against.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna loop that in. I'm morally against jump scares. Unless you do everything in your power to earn it. Where it's something that it's maybe built towards and you do it like once. I feel like doing a dozen is like, you're just startling me.
It's the Grudge 2 trailer.
That's just me. Yeah. I'm not holding against anybody else. That's just me. The Grudge 2 trailer.
Hey, honestly, if you guys, we said before, look that trailer up if you've never seen it. It is a joke. It is nothing but jump scare cut. jump scare cut. Jump scare cut, and it's like, this is the, who edited this piece of
shit?
I
just remember sitting, and I didn't even think about whether I was, I didn't even think about doing it. I didn't even think about it was rude or anything. I just remember halfway through that trailer yelling, shut the fuck up. Because it was just, man! 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 For 2 minutes, and it was just, shut the fuck, I mean, it was so annoying. And the people around us, I remember, agreed. I thought maybe I'd piss them off, but I didn't.
Well, I'm late to the party, but I started playing Shadows of Mordor, and I mean, I just started last night, so I'm not far at all. But I'm really—it's the first game I've played on the PS4, really, and it looks beautiful. It's like, man,
that's a great game.
It is
great game.
It's it's funny because I haven't played with a PlayStation controller in a long time. That I was like, okay. Circle is. I had to like find it. I wasn't like natural anymore, which is weird. I had to get that back in my head. But
For me, you know, kind of a similar control scheme in Batman versus, you know, Shadow of Mordor kind of took a similar battle. The
it was supposed
combat.
To be a Batman game.
Yeah. And it kind of sprang from that.
It's supposed to be a Batman game.
Yeah. It started as a Batman game.
Yeah. The Nemesis system was supposed to be used in the canceled Dark Knight game.
Oh.
So they just pulled it over because WB owns all that, so they just pulled it
over.
Oh, crazy.
So it kind of sprang from that. The difference for me in games, and I don't mean this as an insult to one or the other, is I will say with Arkham Knight, the story is compelling enough for me, shit, I want to keep playing. Wait, that just happened? Okay, I want to keep playing. You can kind of go explore all this other stuff, but you do want to get back to the main story. Yeah, I don't know how you felt, but that's how I am.
Definitely.
Shadow of Mordor, I don't have that. I love the world.
Main story sucks.
But the main story, it's like, okay, yeah, it's there. It serves the purpose.
Yeah.
But I find myself with Batman, I sit and I'll play it for hours. Shadow of Mordor is a 15-minute... I love, and again, it's not an insult. I will sit down, play 15 minutes of Shadow of Mordor. Yeah, that was awesome. Off. It's great for checking in, checking out. And that's why I recommended that.
It's so funny because I recommended Shadow of Mordor for Brian for the same reason I like it, which is that. It's like... Hey, just beat the shit out of
great
everything.
Pop in game,
great pop-in
game,
Brian played it, and I'm like, how are you liking it? He's like, it's okay. I mean, I'm almost done with it. I went, why are you beating that like really fast? How do you get there so fast? Oh, I'm just playing it for the story. Why? Oh, dude, they're talking about like how the original ring was forged, and like who this guy is, and like... He's all about the fucking story of Lord of the Rings, and apparently it all makes sense to him. I didn't fucking get it at all.
No, and it's not that I don't get it, and a lot of that shit is cool, but it, I don't know, it's all kind of there to me as a shopping list of stuff that's like, oh, neat, oh, cool, as opposed to, oh, what's going to happen to this character? You know what I mean? It's like shopping list of cool Middle-earth stuff.
Did you guys
but
beat
not
the game?
A, what?
Did you beat it?
No, I never, no.
I've put, I think, 25 hours in that game. And the last time I played it, I just made it to the second part of the map.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I have just been playing with that Nemesis system.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, like, I just got that, I forget what it's called, where you can control them.
Yeah, that branding? Was, like, that branding. Was, like, getting really tired of the game. And then it was, like, I got branding, and it was, like, okay, I'm back into this.
That's cool. Hmm. Well, anyway, so I'm glad, glad you checked that out. What do you think will be your next big, is there something on the horizon that you're looking for?
Rock Band, I guess.
Yeah, I keep forgetting.
Once they announce more songs.
Yeah,
come on.
Did I miss it, or did we not learn more songs at E3?
No.
Yeah, because I was, honestly, that was one of my things I was looking forward to. It's like, oh, we're probably going to hear about another dozen songs or something. But we didn't. Now, they played a few live demos, like in cover, you know, different live coverage and things like that. And there were new songs. They played songs from Like Clockwork by Queens of the Stone Age, which is awesome. But there wasn't an announcement about it. They were just playing it. And I was kind of like, all right, I want to see a song list. So
yeah,
that's one of my most looking
for. I've seen like my Twitter feed is like, every promoted tweet is by Rock Band 4 right now.
Yeah.
And why are you promoting this without telling me? Like 1,500 songs. No, I know. I know those songs, whatever. What songs are in the game? Tell me.
Yeah, I want to know. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that.
But yes, that's my next. And then, I mean, obviously, Battlefront. But.
yeah. Is there an actual... There's a date for that, right?
Isn't there?
I thought November...
I think it's the same day as Game Days.
Oh, really?
Well,
guess what?
It's canceled. Sorry.
Guess what? Well, hopefully, they'll have it playable in Interventions, and we can stay in
there. Oh! Okay, never mind. Back on.
Rumor... What?
No, I was going to say, I got bummed out by that Battlefront trailer. It just kind of looked like, oh, this is just Battlefield.
Which, yeah. What specifically? Yeah. Which one? Like, which
the one,
trailer?
The one when they were on, like, Hoth or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, because I've knocked down AT-ATs and all this shit. Like, I've done that before. And now it's just Battlefield.
It really is just better graphics, same old Battlefield.
It is. And that it just bummed me out. I wanted more.
But you know, that's just the one episode where, I mean, that one level, rather. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they had to have Hoth in there, I think.
Every Star Wars.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Didn't they say they took space battles out of this one?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And all the big vehicles are on rails.
So again, it's like sequel comes out with less features. Yeah. Why is that the trend in video games? It just seems so logical.
Space battles?
It just seems so logical when the game is a hit, the next one has everything that was good and some more. Especially when it comes almost like 10 years later.
I'm really not, like, honestly, I saw the gameplay, like they hyped it up and hyped it up and hyped it up, and I watched it and it was like, oh, this is Call of Duty or Battlefield. Like,
you know,
it's nothing.
I don't have a next generation console, but if I do and that game comes out, that'll definitely be a purchase for me. But I agree with you; it was a little bit underwhelming.
My expectations were exactly there, and it was there, and that's it.
You know,
I will play it, but I knew going in it was going to be.
Yeah,
that,
I saw someone just playing at that level. It was not even a trailer; it was just like gameplay, and that was cool. Like, it looked good. You're right, but it's just better graphics. You're right. That's what it is. But I do love the Battlefront games, and right now I can't play it on anything that I own.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even
that's
if
where
it
I'm
was
at.
The same game that looked better, I don't know if I'd really care, because I just want to play that game again. So I get that's kind of lame and lazy, maybe, but I don't care.
That's kind of where I sit with it, too. I never got Battlefront 2. I mean, I've played it a bunch from other people, but I never bought it because that was in that weird transitionary period where it was on like regular Xbox and 360 just came out and all that stuff, and it was like the one non backwards compatible game, and I had unhooked everything, and it was like, well, I guess I won't buy it. Yeah. And so I haven't been able to play one of those in a long time. Anyway, so we'll see how that goes. Was there any other game stuff this week? I'm surprised that Europe already has the Yoshi game.
Yeah.
They do?
Europe has it?
Shit, really?
And it's like, when's it coming out here? October? I mean, it's just dinosaurs kind of jumping around. I don't know what that's all about. It's so funny seeing the European people go, this is what it fucking feels like. Because they always get things so much later than us. But
they're so excited they set all those fucking Yoshis on fire. So
didn't they? There was a new story that the Yoshi amiibos, so they're actually yarn, that they burned. Did someone burn them, or was it an
accident?
Somebody
burned like a shit ton of them, just like
like they've dented the stock of those things. Yeah. That's crazy.
People take amiibos way too seriously.
Fuck you, amiibos are cool.
You know,
no, I just mean like there's stuff like that. There's a guy who's collecting every like rare female amiibo so other people won't have them. He
cool
spent
guy.
Like thousands of dollars on this. It's
wow.
Oh, you mean everyone? Like I've got 47 Palutenos or something.
Yeah, nice. He's crazy.
That's cool.
That's normal.
Yeah. I got one amiibo. I'm good.
I would love.
I got all before
seeing that guy go to the checkout with like arms full. Here you go. All the same one. I'm cool.
Jesus. But anyway, I don't know if there was any other game stuff.
No.
Was there a... did we have... I know we were already talking about Batman. I don't mean to parlay back into that. But was there a Ben Affleck update? Other than he might be directing a Batman movie in like 2018 or something like that.
Oh, cool.
Ben Affleck news story for the week. Yes, actually. I heard that the Sony hacks, the hacks that attacked Sony
last year, right? Yeah.
Yeah. More information is coming out, and actually, a PBS show was canceled due to Ben Affleck and his dark history that was discovered. There's a PBS show called Know Your Roots where they go around and they do the ancestry of celebrities. You find out your roots. Apparently, the show has now been canceled after it had been found out that Ben Affleck was related to slaveholders back in the day. And he contacted the production company and asked them to withhold that information from the show. And I feel like this is just a weird story all around.
Yeah.
All around.
I don't think Ben Affleck had slaves.
No, but now that I know that he's embarrassed to be linked to that, I want to perpetuate that he is a slaveholder.
You never know.
But you know, I feel like if that episode have aired, I probably wouldn't even heard of it. And now he did this, and now
we have it. So the world needs to know.
What a weird thing.
I heard that story too. Is the show actually canceled? I heard that there was some kind of like hiatus. I didn't hear it was actually canceled.
Yeah.
I heard it was canceled. Maybe it's on hiatus, but either way.
Just an episode or something, maybe?
Slaves are involved.
Yep. Oh, I no. just Ben Affleck was involved and slaves
and
were involved.
Slaves are
well,
involved.
Yeah, no Take shit. He's, however you he's can. Fucking up Batman. He might as well.
If I found just, out. Yeah. My ancestors up. Were like Nazis. That sucks, but I'm not a Nazi. Like, you know what?
Might as well be. Mr. Blonde Hair Blue Eyes over here.
Yeah, I'm perfect, but.
Your ancestors probably were Nazis.
What?
Just looking at you.
Ancestors. And my mom's last name is Watko, which is German, so, I mean.
Watko,
maybe.
And it's German for Nazi.
Maybe. I don't know. I want to apologize to everyone if they've ever been offended by anything I've ever said.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I'm just offended by your ancestors being criminals.
Yeah.
Bigot offspring.
Yeah.
But the point is like, I'm not that person.
But you are, well, but you are a product of hate.
You are.
But I'm not. Maybe. Yeah.
You're the descendant of Nazi sperm.
But you don't know that. You don't know.
I do.
I do. Look at you.
Dude, every time we stay at cons, you wake up in the middle of the night, you start yelling swing Heil and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time we go on vacation and we can order something fancy, you always get the Bratwurst.
Yeah.
The Bratwurst?
And ask if you want anything else, you go, NINE!
Yeah.
You know what Sean wanted to do? Do you know what Sean wanted to title the Anime Expo panel this year?
What?
Schnell! So I said no.
And you have that swastika tattoo.
Yeah,
it doesn't just say LOL. Fuck you.
I don't have a tattoo that says that.
Clever story.
Fuck you.
Angry dinners are starting to make a lot more sense.
Well, thank you for watching.
No, we're not done yet.
No, we're not.
Oh, good.
Not by a long.
No
way.
I'm so
we're
excited.
We're not done yet.
Well, what else am I to fucking talk about?
Look, I became very upset earlier this week, in the middle of the week. We need to talk about these grapevines. We need to talk about these grapevines. Look, I wasn't here last week. I had been saving these grapevines for over a month. Over a month I've been saving these grapevines. I don't want to be too upset about it. Okay, whatever. I was doing a bit. Whatever. The bit got interrupted. Upset.
Well, look. I mean, it looks like it's sealed, so I don't know what you're talking about. Are we going to eat them tonight?
The thing that bums me out, though, is it really just makes me feel kind of unimportant.
Oh.
And that I'm not very appreciated in around here. And, you know, I feel like I've made a lot of contributions to Mega 64 over the years, and I've contributed a lot to the success and the accomplishment of this company. And the moment I'm not here, it's like I don't even matter and I'm invisible. And people who I thought were my friends, they turn out not to be my friends. And people who I thought had my back, they turn out not to have my back. And I don't blame you guys. That's okay. I kind of expect it from you after all this time. Sure, that's fine. But who I'm really upset at is Brian. Okay. Who the fuck does Brian think he is? Honestly, think about this for a second. The man goes around referring to himself as King Lord Brian. This is how he portrays himself online. Ha ha ha. It's a joke. I'm King Lord Brian. And then he shows up in person and actually acts like a king or a lord when he is not royal in any capacity. Who needs enemies when you have a friend like Brian? Okay, Brian is a guest here in the house of Mega 64. He's not a regular participant of the videos. He doesn't even show up to the podcast as a regular participant. He is a guest. And when a guest shows up to your house, what would you think of that person if they whip out a knife and start opening up all the packages in there? It's fucking rude. These grapevines were sent as a gift to me. and I understand it's a bit. Let's steal Derek's stuff. When he's not here, let's steal his stuff. You could take the Tim Tams, and you could take the grapevines. What can I do? I guess I shouldn't be too upset about it. I'm a little bit disappointed. I don't know what to do about it. It's disappointing. And then, nobody even has the courage to come and say it to my face. I have to find out about the whole incident online through a YouTube video. And that's what hurts the most. I just had to watch a YouTube video of my gift be stolen from me. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I think it's still sealed. Like, if you check it out.
It's not a joke. The joke is that you stole my things. Rocco, if Brian opened up one of your toy packages with his knife, you would ban him from the warehouse.
He's actually done the same thing to me.
And that's the next point I want to come to. I'm not alone. Brian has done this to many people. Brian has stolen from many people. He's stolen from me. He's stolen from Rocco. He's violated people's trust time and time again. And I think he has proven that he is not a trustworthy person. Why does he even have a knife on him? Who does Brian think he is? He's not an adventurer. He's not going into the jungle, hacking away a path for you to follow him to freedom. He's not defending people from criminals like Batman. He's not like Crocodile Dundee going out and fighting wild beasts. Brian has a knife to violate people, to say, I will not be restricted and I will cut whatever I want. And I honestly fear that he will stab somebody someday if he deems it funny. He will say, fuck it, and he will stab you. That's what I think. I don't think he can be trusted with a knife. It's not racist. I'm not even done, and it's not racist. I am calling for Brian to disarm himself. I am saying it is time for Brian to retire the knife. He has no need to carry a knife around. And he's constantly getting in trouble with his knife. He's getting us in trouble. There have been incidents where he has made people feel uncomfortable because he has started stabbing things out of nowhere. We've all experienced this. Brian doesn't do any good with his knife. He needs to retire the knife. I encourage everybody online to ask Brian to disarm himself and put up the knife and let go of the knife. That's it. I'm done.
Okay.
Can I have a grapevine?
No.
Okay. Fuck. Well, at least I asked.
I will be throwing all of those grapevines away. Because those are just a bitter reminder
tainted
of how I have no friends and how I am not important. Good night.